But this curse of the Superdome, when apparently was this done? When it was first built, or did it come after that? How did that happen?
Well, the way the legend goes is when it was first built, it is built over the top of the Gravier Street Cemetery. It was an old Protestant cemetery. It's been totally destroyed. Sometimes you can find pictures of it online. It was
okay.
A beautiful, beautiful cemetery. But the goal line for the Saints
right.
is actually the front gate of the Gravier Street Cemetery.
Now, I'm told that the football team, the Saints, they're also part of the curse. It's not just a Superdome. Is that true?
Well, most everything down in New Orleans is Catholic. And what they say is the reason the Saints are such losers is the Protestants reach up and grab the football team and keep them from scoring.
Well, what a curse that may be, huh? Well, now back to the stadium for a moment. Who was the one who put the curse on them?
They say it was just the spirits from the Gravier Street Cemetery itself. They disturb the tombs, destroy the cemetery. They say that spirits get upset when their resting place is disturbed. And that
all right, but now the people down in that area, do they believe in this specific curse, over the curse of the Superdome?
Some do, some don't. Now, after everything that's happened with the hurricane, there's definitely going to be a lot more dead there now.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Do you believe in the curse, Angel?
Yes, I believe in it.
Long time. Well, and they have been bringing in what? Voodoo experts and priestesses to try to get rid of that?
I've heard that. But what I've heard now is they've won their games now. They win their away games. They tend to lose all their home games.
Yeah, that is an interesting curse indeed. Okay, we're going to have to watch that whole situation. What's the latest with the Superdome? Has anybody told you in terms of structure since the flood?
Well, when they evacuated us out of the French Quarter in a helicopter, we flew over it, and it's in really bad shape. They're talking they're going to have to tear it down, and the way it looked from the air, they're going to have to tear it down. It's almost, the roof is gone, basically. After the hurricane hit, it lost most of its roof, all the electricity, the air conditioning. And they held those poor people in there. They had enough food for 2 days, and they held those poor people in there for at least a week.
Oh, my God.
And there was plenty more than what they're describing that died inside and outside there and outside the convention center. People were dropping dead just from the heat and lack of water.
That's a curse all by itself, Angel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the city that CARE forgot, and you see what happened after the hurricane hit us.
I've been to New Orleans one time with the Navy many, many years ago and spent some time on Bourbon Street. Now, there have been some reports by a lot of witnesses in that area of seeing ghosts, apparitions, engaged in brawls in the middle of the street. Now, I was there with my Navy buddies, and we didn't see any of that. But tell me about this kind of superstition or myth.
Well, if you go into Pierre Antoine's garden, which is right the beautiful little garden outside the back of St. Louis Cathedral, between 3 and 4 in the morning, you'll actually witness a duel between two pirate-looking people. It plays out the same way between 3 and 5 in the morning.
You know, all the time? Every day?
When atmospheric conditions are proper for it, yes, you may or may not see it. You may hear the swords clashing. One dies. It's about a 15-minute, you know, spectacle that you may or may not see depending on the atmospheric conditions.
Has anybody been lucky enough to record it or capture the sound or anything like that?
Some people have. Haunted History Tours, Kalila Smith, if you get a hold of her, she's got a lot of pictures and a lot of video and audio too.
Now, when you say conditions, if the conditions are right, what kind of conditions?
Well, there's one they call the Haunted Rains of New Orleans, down Pierre Antoine's Alley, which is on the other side of, you know, the Pirates' Alley, is on one side of the church. Pierre Antoine's Alley is the other side. And they say if you go down there on the darkest of nights, at the heaviest of rain, you may hear the sound of somebody singing the Kyrie going down and you'll hear it veering off onto Royal Street and then down Orleans to where it hits onto Bourbon Street, where it slowly fades out, because nothing holy can survive on Bourbon Street.
When people do this, when they witness it, when they hear this, do they get scared, or do they laugh about it? Do they think it's all fun and games?
Some people don't realize what they're hearing. Some just think it's a practical joke. You never know. People react differently on different things, and some people don't, you know, they're just not sensitive enough to feel it themselves.
Angel, is there still a lot of voodoo being practiced?
Oh, yeah.
In that area?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lady Miriam has a temple over on Rampart, and then there's Anna that owns Urzuli's on Dumain Street just before you get to Decatur, and I'm sure they will open back up, you know, but both of them are true temples that are working voodoo temples.
Now, I was told by some people who hail from Haiti that voodoo is not a dark practice. It's not evil. It's that the media has distorted it and has taken it out of context. Do you find that to be the same?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite true. Now, you have dark and light in any religion, but Obeah is the dark form of voodoo or Santeria. But most of it, no. It's you have to balance everything with good and evil. You know, it is, you know, you have your Loas, and, you know, it's the same as your gods and your saints in the Catholic religion. It is not necessarily evil. You know, it's just different from what the Christians practice.
Did you ever come across zombies out there?
Well, zombies now, you know, that movie Serpent in the Rainbow, the zombie powder, that does exist, you know, that is a real thing.